All right, pads on, mouthpiece in, blow the whistle, and here we go. This is the Fantasy Burners podcast, and I am Brandon.
And I am Matt.
And we have a fun, hopefully relatively quick episode for you guys today. We know that our last episode went a little long, about an hour and a half, so we want to keep this short and sweet and give you great content and let you move on with your long weekend coming up right the start of the NFL season on 1 week from today. So super excited about that. We got three sections here that we're going to go through today. We've got a new section that we're labeling as Sick Burns. And yes, that's B-E-R-N-S. We've got a random stat that we're trying to figure out what we're going to call this. We want it as a semi-regular reoccurring thing that we throw in there. It's just a random stat that people may or may not know, most likely won't. It's just something that we dug up out of nowhere that it's not necessarily fantasy relevant, but it's just a fun thing to talk about. And then we are going to go into our top three sleepers. We are picking one quarterback, one running back, and one wide receiver each. And we're going to go over a quick analysis of who those are and why we think they are sleepers, and really what makes them a sleeper for us. So we'll start with that, just kind of going over that definition, and then we'll move from there. So Matt, I'm gonna kick it off with the sick burn section because I saw these. So the sick burn section are these things that we hear or something that we hear from someone else that we want to just throw out there because it's hilarious. So the other day I was kind of scrolling through our Twitter feed and there were some suggestions on there for some folks, and I saw Adam Rank pop up, started looking through that, and he had two sick burns. The first one that I saw was, and this is a direct quote from his Twitter feed, so feel free to go on there, take a look at it, and give it a like or give it a heart or whatever it is on Twitter. But he said, "Make sure Bill O'Brien knows he could just claim Leonard Fournette. He doesn't have to give up one of his best players for him." So this was right after Leonard Fournette cleared waivers. He was wide open, ready to go, ready to be picked up on team, and he threw that out there, and I about fell out of my chair when I read it. The second one actually also came from Adam Rank, and it was a short and sweet and just hilarious. He said, "Adam Gase pays for Costco samples." That one I actually heard. I actually heard that one on the Fantasy Footballers. And they were cracking up about it, and I was laughing on my way into work. So that one cracked me up. So I made a mental note to jot that one down and look it up. So that is the sick burns. Just kind of a shout out to Adam Rank is the one that came up with both of these. So I wanted to share those and make sure that everyone not that we have a huge following. Plug anybody's name, but do want to give credit where it's due. He came up with them. Pretty cool, pretty good Twitter feeds. If you want some fantasy analysis, things like that, feel free to jump on there. Matt, let's jump into the random stat. Again, looking for a name for this section. So if any of our followers
I think I have one.
Well, something came up.
I'm gonna throw one out to Mr. Albert Breer. He is at Albert Breer.
He's got
B-R-E-E-R. Say that again.
I said, "Oh, you've got a sick burn." I thought you were coming up with a name for the random stat section. You got a sick burn.
I got a sick burn.
All right, let's hear it.
Sick burn. This is the most concise just culmination of all my thoughts into one tweet that I think I've ever heard. And it literally is just boom. My friends are morons. That's it.
That's the tweet.
He goes into there's some quotations. There's a little parenthesis that says, "Note: I'll still finish around ninth because I forgot to set my lineup on like four different Sundays." So yeah, it's one of those like, hey, I get into a league with my buddies. They're all dumb, but yeah, I'm still not going to finish first because I don't really care about it that much. But it harkens back to our conversation last week of get in a league with your friends, make it fun. And you can give them sick burns on Twitter of boom, my friends are morons.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Hey, there was one other one actually. I just saw it today and it reminded me. It's not fantasy football related, but I feel like it needs to be said. So Richard Jefferson, that there is Jordan and Scottie Pippen, who he was about, said he's not have back-to-back league MVPs. He will in a matter of me. Question is, so he in two sections burned this guy by saying he, I mean, he burned himself partly, and he that Giannis isn't him. He wasn't really burned himself, and then he basically the entire tweet. It was amazing. So I think that kind of wraps up our sixth section. I like that one. I like that section. I think we'll be able to pull these out pretty regularly and just kind of have this section thrown in there at random times. Let's move on to the random stat section. Again, like I was saying earlier, we're looking for a name. If anybody can think of something for our random stat section, please hit us up on Twitter and or just let us know directly. I think a people that listen to this podcast already have our phone numbers. So, but yeah, just give us a, if you listen to it and think of a name or think of something that we can add to it. Again, we're wanting to see something with the burn kind of, that's kind of the direction that we like to go with all these sections. So if you can think of something that has burn in it, that'd be great. Matt, you got a random stat?
Yeah, it's actually I'm gonna throw something out to you and see if you can name the remaining players. I'm gonna give you something, and then you tell me, you fill in the blanks around it. So
Okay.
we all know Christian McCaffrey just blew up last year, right? So Run CMC had one of the best fantasy football finishes last year that anybody's ever had. If you can name, oh, let's go. If you can name, so he finished second in total fantasy scoring ever in fantasy football. If you can name two of the players in the top four.
Hold on, you're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, so he finished second. Say it, start it over. I missed part of it there at the beginning.
Yeah. So CMC in he finished first in scoring last year.
Yeah.
His overall score is the second best finish in fantasy football ever.
Ah, gotcha.
If you can name two of the top three other players other than CMC last year, then I'll probably spot you three beers on the bets that you're going to already owe me.
So I've got to name the other two in the top three, is what you're saying.
You have to name two of the other three that are in the top four, because CMC is number two. One through four, CMC is number two. You need to name two of
Gotcha.
either one, three, and four.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm gonna go with LT LaDainian Tomlinson. I think I mean, he had like that monster year. That one was the first one that came to mind.
You keep talking, I'll tell you if you're right.
I'm going to. So I'm going with LT. I think his year there, he got up there. Oh man, this is good. Oh, I'm gonna go with gonna go with Marshall Faulk as a number two. LT and Marshall Faulk. Oh, I got one more guess though, don't I?
You do.
I'm gonna throw in. I don't think he made it, but I'm gonna go with Todd Gurley. Was that was that 16 or 17? I think that was 17 that he had his crazy year. So those are my.
Yeah,
those
he's
are my,
not in there. Okay, well, you win the bet. Poor effort on the last one.
Yeah,
but
was it the Denver?
LT is number one. Yeah. He beat CMC by about 10 points, and that was his 28 rushing touchdowns to go along with 3 receiving touchdowns, I believe, or was it 2? He had like 0 receiving touchdowns, but he had 3 passing touchdowns as well, which was just he completed. Sorry, 2 passing touchdowns. He completed 2 of 3 pass attempts, converting in a touchdown. So ridiculous.
Hey,
and then CMC at 2.
Hold on. I'm gonna change my girly pick to Terrell Davis.
No. You're gonna kick yourself when I tell you.
Worth a try.
Okay, so after further analysis here, it seems that Brandon has named 2 of the other 3. That are not CMC as the winners. So, yeah, I now owe him 3 beers into our beer tap. So congrats, Brandon.
Thank you. I am shocked you didn't think that I would know. I was actually a little worried about the Marshall Faulk pick, but I knew he was stellar that year. So, okay, let's jump into the top 3 sleeper section. I'm going to save my random stat that I have for the next random stat section or whatever future name we call it. So let's just jump into the top 3 sleeper sections. So, you know, quarterback usually gets all of the love. So I want to switch it up and go to, let's start with our running back selection. So for me, real quick, Matt, for me, what I deem sort of a sleeper pick is someone who is going to jump in and significantly make an impact much higher than their draft stock value. And I think that's pretty normal, right? So it's basically performance versus ADP and what makes them sort of that standout sleeper is if they can jump a tier from a performance perspective and, you know, knock out some of the other folks that potentially would be in that sort of stud category. So, well, I guess, do you want to start with your sleeper running back or do you want me to start?
Absolutely.
With
mine? Absolutely. I love all of my sleepers. So
we might have the same one. So
we don't
kind of scared.
We don't.
All right. Do your running back sleeper.
Okay. My running back sleeper is not the guy who is going to end the year strong. My guy is the guy who's going to begin the year strong. And it's going to be Malcolm Brown for the LA Rams. You can get him for $0. You can get him as your last pick in the draft, or you can just wait until he explodes in week 1 and then have to spend all your fab money on him. But Malcolm Brown, I've always believed in his talent. Texas running back that is with the LA Rams. I think he's going to get the first shot at carries in the LA system. And I think that's going to pay dividends. So I'm definitely taking, I've got Malcolm Brown on basically every team that I'm coming out with. Because I think at a minimum in week 2, you're going to be able to flip him for a good trade piece. So, but I think you could get, I think realistically you could get 4 of Malcolm Brown. And if you're going to go with a 0 RB strategy, he's the guy that I'm targeting super, super, super late.
I like it. So, yeah. So especially knowing what Matt's strategy is with some of these later picks, I do like it because he's probably going to pair Malcolm Brown, or he's going to try to pair Malcolm Brown up with my sleeper, who is going to finish the year strong, but I also believe is going to finish, excuse me, is going to start the year extremely strong. And that is Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis. And a lot of people are like, well, he's not a sleeper. I think he is because right now he's currently being drafted around the 20 spot. And I believe Jonathan Taylor has the potential to jump into the top 8 just based off of workload. Indianapolis has the best offensive line in the NFL. So you've got a guy that is going to get pretty much guaranteed 250 touches for the year. Because you know, everyone's talking about, well, Marlon Mack, so they're not really, like, this is going to be Jonathan Taylor's team in about a day after they start giving him the ball. So Jonathan Taylor is going to take over that offense. He's going to get well above 250 carries. And I think just with that workload and with his talent, he potential to propel up well above what his draft stock is, which is, like I said, he's going around ADP around 20. So you've got a great matchup there with, like I said, Matt's strategy of picking up Jonathan Taylor early or around ADP with a guy who can definitely, I think, jump into the top eight. And then, but just in case he doesn't get those early touches, throw in Malcolm Brown, who's going to be the lead back in LA. I think that's a great combo there. Cause we know that Malcolm Brown's not going to be finishing the season as the lead runner there. They have too much draft capital in Cam Akers to not go with him, you know, at least by midseason. So
yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah. I think if I'm drafting kind of the 1-4 draft slot in a redraft league, I'm definitely looking to pick up somebody like J.K. Dobbins or Jonathan Taylor, because I think those are the guys who have the potential to be a insanely strong running back two, but not until the end of the year. If I'm in the 8, 9, 10 slot, I'm probably going running back with my first two picks. You're probably going somebody like Joe Mixon and then following it up with somebody like Austin Eckler or somebody like that. So I'm not going to stack that type of production on top of those two running backs where you need to throw wide receiver capital at your team. So yeah, it's definitely a strategy basis. So if you're in the, yep, you know, the 1-5, then you probably want to throw in some of those high upside rookies that can come in and finish the year strong for you. But if you're in the later rounds, just go ahead and pair up two really strong running backs, and then don't worry about your running back core anymore.
Yeah, and I would encourage people to, like, Jonathan Taylor is probably, besides CEH, obviously, is poised to be out of the second grouping of rookies coming through. Jonathan Taylor is projected to have the strongest showing. If you worry about his PPR value, take a shot at any of the other three: Cam Akers, DeAndre Swift, J.K. Dobbins. There's going to be huge PPR value with those guys as well. So if that's something that concerns you, just pick up any one of those two.
And I would say you're crazy to think that you have any concern with it, because look at what Phillip Rivers did with Austin Eckler.
I agree. Yeah.
If you think he has any chops to catch the ball, just draft the guy and then just sit on him for 6 or 7 weeks and he'll be your running back two. He might be your running back one by the time you get to week 7. So just get ready to plug him into your lineup.
Yep. Or if you miss him, if you miss JT, it's a first drop there for the JT phrase that we all love so much from semi-pro. But if you miss on JT, you've got Cam Akers, DeAndre Swift, or J.K. Dobbins. You can pick up a little bit later with no worries, I think, too.
Don't call me a jive turkey.
Oh, you calling jive turkey. Okay. You know what? I want to save quarterback.
Good. I want wide receiver.
You just had running back. Let me take wide quarterback. No. I want to save quarterback for the fine. Oh, you can have wide receiver. I'll take quarterback. You can have wide receiver. Who's your wide receiver?
You know who my wide receiver is. The Twitter world knows who my wide receiver is. Everyone's world knows who my wide receiver is. Laviska Shenault. This guy is. This was my. Both of the brothers of the Rayburn clans can quote me on this. As Laviska was my number one wide receiver coming out of college. He is the guy coming out of this class. And he reminds me nothing short of, this is going to sound bold, and I mean it this way, he is nothing short of DeAndre Hopkins. The guy has hands and he has feet and he is a freak of an athlete. He's impossible to bring down on the first hit, and when his fingers touch the ball, they stick. So LaViska is the guy that I think it just plays into the narrative of they're going to be in negative game scripts. They got to look for somebody to throw the ball to. DJ Chark can't catch 195 passes this year. They got to throw the ball to somebody else. Who are they going to throw to? Chris Conley, the guy who got shipped off from Kansas City. Who's the tight end there is what, Ian Thomas, I think, maybe. I mean,
Ian Thomason, yep.
or
And
no, it's Eifert. Eifert. Tyler Eifert.
Tyler Eifert,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, he's going to be hurt, so he's going to be on the shelf. So, and let's not talk about their running back situation. They're not going to have any, maybe Thompson out of the backfield, but you're not going to be running the ball. So, you have targets all day everywhere. And this guy's going to be running out of slot. He's going to be running out of X. He's going to be running out of the backfield. He's going to be running out of everywhere. They love his profile. They love what he can do. I love what he can do. The guy is a freak, and I would sign up for shares of LaVisca Chenault everywhere I can.
Yeah, and you'll see on the Twitter sphere, Matt likes to use the term freak for guys that are big and can do big things. So if you hear him say it, he does reserve it for just a few people. But yeah, he will throw that out there, so you'll see that, and you have seen it recently. My sleeper isn't quite as deep as yours, and is probably a little bit of a head scratcher, but hear me out. My sleeper is a guy that's been in the league for, I think he's on his, he might be on his 10th season.
This is already
My,
gross.
no, it's good. It's very good. So he's won a championship. He went to the Super Bowl last year, or he was on the Super Bowl team. Yeah. And now he is on a what I believe to be is a Super Bowl contending team in New Orleans, Emmanuel Sanders. So he takes over as the clear there. It's like it's not even close. He is the number two wide receiver in New Orleans. He's going to catch more than Jared Cook. Everyone's like, oh, Jared Cook tight end. He's going to sit. No, he is going to be the number two receiving option in New Orleans with Drew Brees. I think we're going to see a little bit of a regression from Michael Thomas. I think it's natural, right? He's going to get the strongest coverage every time he's on the field. Sometimes, the safety is going to cheat his way every single time. So when you've got Emmanuel Sanders on the opposite end, it just makes sense that Drew Brees, that's all he does. Drew Brees looks for the open guy, right? Michael Thomas last year was the only open guy, or Jared Cook, or no, yeah, occasionally, but it's he's got a way better option now. Emmanuel Sanders is poised to jump up so far. So right now he's being drafted. Let me pull it up here real quick. So he's being drafted as the 45th wide receiver. That puts him right around 95 to 100 ADP. So in the overall draft scheme. So he is coming in very, very late. I think he was one of the last six or seven in our recent mock drafts, Matt. He was one of the very last around, like Sterling Shepard and Deebo Samuel and Darius Slayton, Golden Tate. I mean, there's next to zero upside. Those guys are all ranked right now, currently, for their ceiling. Sanders is ranked at his floor, I think. I think the guy, at a minimum, is going to hit his ADP. I think he has great potential to get plenty of targets from Drew Brees because he's going to be open, and Drew Brees throws it to the open guy. So I wouldn't be shocked to see him jump up into the late 20s, early 30s wide receiver ranking, which is 15 to 20 spots ahead of where he's being drafted at. So you can pick him up as your wide receiver, potentially your very last wide receiver three flex option, potentially, right? There's a lot of options for that. You can really put him in there and plug him in and move him in and out of your lineup as needed.
So let's get
So.
a let's get a gauge of where. So, what do you think he is? You think he's Oh, what do you think he's two rounds undervalued? I mean, where are you actually taking him?
That's the great thing about sleepers is you don't have to take them earlier than where they're coming in at. No one is draft. Did anybody draft LaVisca Chenault in our draft? I think he went undrafted, right? You can
I
pick him up on
drafted
waiver. Did you get him? Okay, as a
him.
sleeper, right? But you
I
got him
draft
at
him
the end.
everywhere.
Yeah, but did you get him like last pick of your bench profile, right? So no one's looking at him. No one's really looking at
Let
Emmanuel
me let me
Sanders.
let
So.
me let me let me say it this way. Who do you think he'll finish above? So let me kind of give, right? So that gives you the gauge of where the value actually is. So are you thinking that Sanders is going to have a better finish than Keenan Allen?
No, that's too high. Like Keenan Allen is,
How
I mean,
about
Keenan Allen's gonna kick it
how
up.
about
Hold on, hold
Brandon
on.
Cooks?
I think I know where it's at. So it's right around there. I think right around somewhere between where AJ Green is going and where Brandon Cooks is going. So that 32 to 36 range. And this is like the guys that are in there are really good players that you can depend on too. The point is right, if you miss out on some of these players and you've got to fill, if you're in the 80s or 90s, you can pick up Emmanuel Sanders. That's the point, right? Is you don't have to draft him where Julian Edelman's going. You don't have to draft him where Marvin Jones is going or Will Fuller. You can draft him later, but get the same value. That's my point.
I see you.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
That's what makes him a sleeper.
Yeah, he's absolutely. I think he's. I think his draft position versus where he should be drafted versus where his ADP is. I think you're right.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people who aren't taking him at all. Like he's just not. He's
Because he's
not a
with Michael Thomas.
relevant. He's not a relevant character on the scene right now. And at 104. And you're never coming out of a draft where Jerry Jeudy isn't taken. You're never coming out of a draft where, Christian Kirk or DeSean Jackson, those guys are taken pretty regularly, but Emmanuel Sanders is ranked or should be ranked above those guys.
I
And
agree.
that's
Like he.
some people would see that and some people wouldn't. I can see that. But yeah, I definitely want to take, it's now, do you want Drew Brees versus, Darius Slayton is immediately right after him. Do you want Drew Brees or do you want Daniel Jones or do you want Drew Lock or do you want Derek Carr? Do you want these quarterbacks on the wall to your or do you want Drew the geriatric Brees?
Why would you not want Breeze? The dude is,
I hear you.
and at a minimum, if Drew breaks his leg, all they do is put Jameson there, and these guys' value skyrockets even further. So he's going to throw a ton of interceptions, but he's going to throw a ton of touchdowns and a ton of yards too. So super safe bet, I think, to really go after the ceiling. And like I said, I think he's being picked at his, I think his ADP is going at his floor. So that makes him a sleeper. And I think that gives you tremendous value picking him up super late, potentially even on just waivers. So, okay, let's move over to our quarterback. So I wasn't super excited about quarterback. I was just saying I was saving quarterback till the end. But I will go first with my quarterback pick. So my quarterback pick that I think is a sleeper this year is it's really counter to a lot of the ways I draft. I don't necessarily like picking rookies to have great years, but I do
You took
think
my guy.
I do. Oh, you went Joe Burrow too?
Nope.
Well, I'm going Joe Burrow. Oh, you're going to it. I'm going to go. I'm so Joe's my guy, right? Joe Burrow, I think, is set up pretty well. Obviously they drafted him with the number one pick. He's got tons of weapons available. He's got Tyler Boyd. They just got Mixon back on that sweet 4-year contract that Matt is loving. That's going to provide him some breathing room, based off of, given Mixon the ball and making the defense play to the run a little bit better. Joe Burrow is an amazing athlete. Like he LSU was a that was a I don't know if it was a record-setting year, but it was pretty damn close if it wasn't. He's right now being, he's right now being picked at the, his ADP is coming in around 19. So right around Tannehill, Baker Mayfield, Gardner Minshew, Kirk Cousins, right? I think he's got potential to jump into the single digits around where Wentz, Breeze is being drafted out there, but I think Breeze is going to, I think that's late for Breeze. I think he's got potential to go around that Wentz, Brady, Stafford, potentially if he has, you know, really, really stud year. So that's another, you know, that's an additional, what is that? Almost 10 spots that he can move up. So I think Joe Burrow has a chance to be, one of those sleepers that you can pick up later on waivers, as your primary quarterback, but even, you know, pick him up as your secondary if you worry about starting it at the beginning. So that is my pick for quarterback, for sleeper quarterback.
Can I have three guys? Can I do that?
Sure, no, make them fast.
Well, it just works. It works out really well because
you don't get Fitzpatrick, Tua, and another Miami quarterback. No, that's just
hard pass on that. So you have Burrow, average draft at, you know, 20th quarterback, 1307 coming up. I would take the next three, which are Tua. I feel like Tua is going to win a lot of leagues this year with his late season performance. I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to make it all the way through the season. And that is not indicative of his offensive line or injury history or anything. That's just him. If you spend a number four pick on a quarterback, you got to see what you have. He's going to play. And I have this foreshadowing in my brain of Tua coming in the same way that he came in the national championship game and just taking over and everybody going, what the hell is this? And I just see him doing that for, you know, 6 weeks and just tearing it up and being a top target for 2021. So I do see that position with Tua, but even above that, for a season long scoring standpoint, I'm going to go ahead and stand behind something that I said a long time ago. And this was done in the evaluation. So I'm a bit of a draft junkie. You guys don't know this about me, but I love the draft and I like watching, I like doing scouting reports on rookies coming in, specifically at wide receiver and quarterback. I think you can glean the most off of wide receiver and quarterback. And my favorite quarterback coming out from quite a while, and he reminds me a lot of Patrick Mahomes. He happens to be in the same division, Mr. Drew Lock. I'm going to go ahead and hitch my wagon to the sleep alert on Drew Lock. He has the weapons. He's got the rushing attack. He has the arm. If you guys don't know what kind of arm this kid has, go watch some film on him. He can sling it with the best of them. If he has any type of mobility and or accuracy, he's going to be up there and discussed with the top eight quarterbacks in the near future. You know what? I'm going to lock it in. That is my sleeper to be a I don't know. That's a hard thing to put a number on where he could reside. This kid could be a top eight quarterback this year. That's no questions asked. He's got a top flight receiver core. He's got great rushing attack. He's got a good offensive line, and he has all the talent in the world. He could be a top eight quarterback finish this year. He's being drafted as the number 23 quarterback. So if you want to take a shot at Drew Lock. I'm probably going to have him on some of my teams. Granted, my dynasty league, I traded him away. I got a pretty good haul for him. But yeah, if you're going to wait until quarterback on your last pick, take Drew Lock.
Yeah, he's going to finish outside the top 14 and you're going to owe me beer. So
you're crazy.
Okay, well, I think that, Matt, I think that about wraps it up. You know, we promised everyone short episode. It's taken us a little bit longer to record. We had some technical difficulties, but I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for the evening and get everything edited out and put out for Friday's release and listen. So you got anything that you want to add here on the end?
No, just, well, yes. So I say no, and then I add stuff. just, hey guys, be looking for some drop-ins during the league year. We'll definitely have some start sits. We'll have some surprise picks. We'll have some burning questions. We'll have some burnt ends. We'll have some all of the other burning questions that we throw in there. So be listening, be looking. We'll continue to drop things online. You guys pop in there, give us a shout out at FB Burner on the Twitter sphere, and we'll definitely engage you on that site. So we'll keep up the content. You guys keep up the feedback, and we'll move right along.
Yeah, and there will be sick burns throughout the year for sure. Okay, let's take the pads off, Matt.
Hang them up.
All right, they are up. Everyone, thank you for joining us. We'll be back on next week. And maybe I think we're going to be looking at doing a special one for the kickoff of the NFL season, which everyone is so excited for. As we've been locked up in our homes and locked up in our, you know, from our businesses or whatever is going on in your world, the one reprieve that we have is not the NBA, it is the NFL. So get excited. Here we go. It's starting in 1 week. So that wraps it up for the evening. Thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you next week.
See you later, Burners.